This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And you're on Joy 94.9. Every second week, we like to go to the movies, and our regular movie buff extraordinaire, Stephen A. Russell, hello.
Hey, how are you doing, David? It's a pleasure to join you, as always.
Right. Well, lovely having you on, as always. Now, we were talking about Melbourne International Film Festival last week, and I read in the press that they've had a record season with people streaming their movies.
Yeah, it's incredible, David. I mean, I guess obviously because it was, online, people all over Australia could watch the films, but also because some of the films had a lot more streaming allowance than you could actually get bums on seats at the physical festival.
Yep.
They've had a really, rock star year, really, where people really engaged with it. And
yep.
It was fun to even jump online and, see what people were saying about the films afterwards. It still had a community spirit.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And so it finished now, the film festival?
Yeah, it wrapped up just on Sunday previous. So unfortunately, yep. all done and dusted for another year. But who knows what 2021 brings.
Yeah, and maybe they'll do a mixture of both in cinema and streaming.
I mean, I think that would be great to see. So, we'll watch the space and we'll report on that as it comes.
Yeah, okay. So let's go to the movies, which we can't do all that easily here in Victoria.
I know. But
coming up is one of the biggest movies of the year, which we're going to have to sit on our hands and wait for. What's that?
Yeah, unfortunately, David, here we are in Melbourne, otherwise known as Thunderdome, and we cannot see Christopher Nolan's massive blockbuster Tenet. Now, none of the media in the city have been allowed to see it either.
Ah, okay.
So I'm literally as in the blind as you are. There have been some mixed reviews, but it does seem to be predominantly well-received. But there have been a few not so great reviews out there as well. But yeah, I'm going to have to wait like everyone else.
I think it's also a case of, for those that don't know him, can you name a couple of movies that
his last two big ones were Dunkirk and Interstellar. He also did the Batman trilogy with, Heath Ledger being in The Dark Knight Returns. He's got a reputation for, I guess, slightly more thinking person's action films.
And well, Brennan is in this latest film, and I saw him being interviewed on one of the TV shows, and he was saying, "I'm a director as well, but watching this man in action, he's a genius and he's a true artist." People speak very highly of him, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see worldwide, though, David, how comfortable people are going back to a cinema for a blockbuster. It's going to be a real test case of where we go from here.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, we'll come back to that movie when we can actually go to the movies. So what have you got in store?
Well, I'm actually going to treat you to not one, not two, but three Australian highlights that people can watch instead.
Okay.
And I'm going to start, David, I think you'll appreciate this one. It is I Am Woman.
Now,
the Helen Reddy biopic.
Yep.
Now, it debuted at Toronto Film Festival late last year. And now in the world we live in, it's going straight to Stan. So you can watch it on that streaming service. But basically, it's directed by Anju Moon and written by Emma Jensen. So it's, a female creative team. And Tilda Cobham Harvey, who people might have seen in Hotel Mumbai or 52 Tuesdays, plays Helen Reddy, who famously flew to New York on the promise of a record contract that never happened. And instead of, you know, being defeated, she decided, I am going to make this happen. And so she did. I mean, she kind of took over the world. There was a, you know, there was one year when the title track, I Am Woman, came out, and it obviously was embraced by the women's lib movement. It still is attached to that kind of political movement. And at the time, David, I didn't even realize this, but she was the first person other than the Beatles to get three number ones in one year, yep. Which is quite an amazing achievement, really.
For an Australian as well.
Yeah. I know, you know, yep. But look, it's fairly paint by numbers, but it's rousing, you know, it's enjoyable. You really want to kind of, you know, barrack for her. But I tell you what, David, the person who really impresses me in it is another fellow Aussie actor, Danielle McDonald, who was in Patty Cakes, and she is so good as the rock journalist Lillian Roxon.
That's right, which is a great little sub-story in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And to be honest, I kind of want that biopic now, you know, because she's such a fascinating character and had an unfortunate end. And, you know, it'd be great to see. Because if I had one criticism of the film, David, it really focuses on her personal life and the troubled marriage with manager Jeff Wald, played by Evan Peters from American Horror Story. Whereas if you've recently watched Cate Blanchett and Rose Byrne in Mrs. America, I think there's actually a more interesting story going on with the women's movement and the women who were against the women's movement. Yep. So it might have been nice to see more of how she interacted with that world. But I gather she wasn't a huge feminist herself, though she was quite happy to be, you know, embraced by the movement.
Yeah. I was around in the day and she wasn't. Mm. You know, like, it just so happened that, you know, like, it was embraced for obvious reasons. But yes, there was no real talk of the women's lib side of it. You know, because it then, especially in America, it really snowballed that she got caught up with it. But yeah, she had a lot of hits. And you know, she, you know, like, and did us proud, Australia proud. So
she really did. And Tilda Cobham Harvey does Australia proud playing Helen Reddy as well. So I'm going to give it 3.5. And that's on Stan, I Am Woman.
Okay.
Now, There's a cute little queer one. Well, I don't know if cute's the right word, David, but Sequin in a Blue Room by writer-director Samuel Van Grinsven. It played at the Melbourne Film Festival last year and Sydney as well, and it's now, you know, everywhere apart from Victoria, getting a release on September 3. And breakout star Connor Leach is a cracker as a fairly naughty high school guy who... He basically hunts for daddies on hookup apps, and then this spins into a kind of Eyes Wide Shut erotic thriller, very, very stylishly shot, all blues, and it really uses the way that phones work very interestingly. It's sort of a coming of age, because even though he gets dragged into a kind of really dangerous situation, it ends up being really about community. And look, I was really impressed by this as a debut, and it'll be really interesting to see what Samuel comes up with next. That's Sequin in a Blue Room.
So where's it from?
Yeah, like... It's set in Sydney, David.
Right,
so
okay.
It's basically a local debut film that really kind of tries to get under the skin of what makes young people tick and how we use phones and how that engages with our sexuality.
Right, okay. And how many stars?
I would give that also 3.5, and that's coming out on September 3.
Right.
Now, David, one that we can all watch from our homes without going anywhere for free is Hungry Ghosts, which is one of my picks of the week. Absolutely adore this. It's on SBS. You can watch it on demand. And it's directed by Sean Seat. And what it is, it's a supernatural drama set amongst Melbourne's Vietnamese Australian community during the Festival of the Hungry Ghost, which is when tributes are paid to dead ancestors to kind of keep them happy and keep them in their place. But unfortunately, what happens is a rather malignant spirit manages to come through to our world. And you have Catherine Van Davies, who is an absolute brilliant lead actor here. She was in The Letdown. And she plays May Lee, a young woman who realizes she has a certain element of supernatural power and kind of gets dragged into this battle against an ancient malevolent force. And she's got a little help from Ryan Corr, who seems to be in everything, every Australian film or television series ever, as a doctor who's very bamboozled by what's going on. But David, the reason I love this more than anything, I mean, it's really fascinating. It looks at, you know, immigrant culture and tradition and belief. But more than anything, while we're all locked up in our houses, it's a love letter to the city with beautiful cinematography. And, you know, it's just great to see the city streets while we can't actually explore.
Yeah, and right this very moment, Melbourne needs a bit of love, doesn't it? So
sure does.
Has it played yet or is it coming up?
Yeah, there's a few episodes already online, so you'll be able to, you can stream that as soon as you like.
But it is showing in one particular time slot, though.
It shows, I think, 9:30 p.m. at night. There's only four parts to it, though.
Right, okay. All right. Brilliant. Well, that's it today?
The only other one I would say, David, if you really want if you want more spooky stuff, then Foxtel has a great show called Lovecraft Country.
I'm going to start watching it. Yes.
Yeah, it's really good. The showrunners are Jordan Peele, who had the mega hit horror film Get Out and Us, Misha Green, who worked on Sons of Anarchy. And essentially what they've done is, while loads of people love, you know, H.P. Lovecraft's spooky stories, he was quite infamously racist. And what this show does is it kind of claims his stories, but tells them from the perspective of African American people in segregated 1950s America.
Yep.
And it's brilliant, David.
Oh, okay.
Want two spooky shows, Hungry Ghosts free on SBS or Lovecraft Country, which is on Foxtel.
Brilliant. Stephen A. Russell, always a treat talking with you, and we'll have you back in a fortnight's time.
Fantastic. Bye-bye, David.
All right. Bye. See ya.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.